The RIAA says I'm a thief because I download MP3s. Well, I got nothing but this hard drive space to lose. I tell you it's a fact, if I had too much more, they'd take it away from me in court, claiming their actions protected their revenues. Well, they must think it's quite a joke, and it gets a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. So it seems like I downloaded my whole life through. Hell, I never even thought of it as wrong, cause I'd buy more CDs after hearing more songs. I tell you, had nothing to do with their revenue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up lean. My hacking got hard and my wits got street. I'd roam back door to hide my name. But I made a vow to the moon and stars that I'd search the databases and systems far and kill that connection before it got too lame. Well, just finished with the shell I had since July. I kissed my DSL connection goodbye. Battled around a security with Big Blue. Went to a cyber cafe in case they pulled the lugs. And there at a table, spewing fud, sat the dirty dog that protected the RIAA's revenue. Well, I knew that snake was a lawyer so bad from the way he jumped up and down so mad when he saw that Kaza light was installed on every PC in the room. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him. My blood ran cold, and I said, if you're defending your bands, how come all the money goes to you? I was so pissed off, I hit him between the eyes, and he went down. But to my surprise, he jumped right back up with a lawsuit in his hand. But I called right back, and I marked him the thief, and he forced the conversation out into the non-witness street. Acronyming and a cursing, I made my stand. I tell you, I stole my identities of tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He tricked like a snake, he brought out a pocket PC and filed another suit. He said, I pay for this fuss. He went for his digital pen and initialed first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if an association is gonna make it, their legal gotta be tough. And you know, to keep the music monopoly along, we'll crush independence until they die. We'll overexpose until you buy, and from those sales, major labels go on strong. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me there, and you got the right to report me, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me, boy, before your case is tried, for the leap circles and the code and scales in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that forces you underground when I yell sue. I got all choked up and I threw down my palm, and I thought about his crooked law, and I saw that every time he'd sued, it's true. My hacking gets better and my skills get leader every time I find a P2P that's sweeter. But in the end, whoever wins, we all still lose. Cause the RIAA has got control over music, Congress, and America's soul. And if you want a copy, sample, or even use any music you bought and paid for, without fail, you'll be fined or put in jail. All in the name of their goddamn revenues. I think about them now every time I see a young coder writing stuff that's free. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna teach him to fight the corporations from a legal and political standpoint so he won't have to hack. To support free music with all his back. And maybe after a generation or two, their greed'll thin and freedom will win. Sampling songs won't be a sin, and we'll have taken far.